The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
With Warren McCartney is sponsored by J.S. Johnson, Burger King, Commonwealth Bank, Ron's Electric Motors, the Progressive Liberal Party, the Deposit Insurance Corporation, Marco's Pizza, the Free National Movement, Bahamas Check Services, and Wayne Moreau of the Progressive Liberal Party.
Good afternoon, Bahamas, and welcome to The Revolution here on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. I want to start the show off today by congratulating Mike Strawn, a Bahamian, for becoming the official wide receiver, starting wide receiver, for the Indianapolis Colts. Congratulations, Mike. Beautiful. And congratulations, me. Now we got Carson Wentz. If he's healthy and he plays like he did in 2019, we're going to go to the Super Bowl. We got Mike Strawn, and this boy's bad, man. He beat out Zach Pascal. Congratulations, my brother. Congratulations. I don't know his family or anything like that, but great job making the calls. Do us proud. You look good the last couple preseason games. Made a few good catches. I'm so happy. All right. It's going to be good. It's going to be exciting. If Wentz can get it together. He sucked in Philly. He just wasn't playing at his best. But if he plays like he did the season before that, we're going to have a beautiful season this season. All right. I also urge you to go pick up a copy of today's National Review. Candia Dames tackles the water and sewage matter. I understand that's not over. She weighs the people's good governance pledges, which we'll do some of that today because we'll be talking with Glenys Hannah-Martin for a while when we hit the next hour. It says Wentz is a loser. No, he just had a bad season. Everyone can have a bad season. He had a great season before that. He's going to be awesome. I'm confident. I'm hoping. All right. So we'll be talking with Glenys Hannah-Martin. I do have the declarations from last week and from 2017. We can attempt to go through them, but I don't know that that's going to make for a very comprehensible show because I have yet to organize them. What I am most interested in is who claims they got what this lap compared to last lap. That's what I'm most interested in. All right. So we may get to that, but as it stands now, we're not going to do that. All right. We're going to look at some current affairs issues and allow you to speak on things you want to speak on as well. And we're also going to be talking with Glenys Hannah-Martin. All right? Now we got a couple of things to get through. It says he's born and raised in Freeport. Y'all got a steal with that 7th-round pick. He's going to be a beast. Yeah, he looked like a beast out there. He looked like a monster. It says Mike Strawn is ripped. Yeah, yeah. Great show as usual. I don't feel comfortable now fully well people who are supposed to be in quarantine will be voting. Can I carry my own pencil and in pad to stick my finger in when I vote? Since I know people will in quarantine will be voting because people in quarantine will be by the fry and the food stores. But here's the point, though. You don't, and we'll talk about that. That's something I did want to talk about. Here's the point. You don't know who's got COVID-19 that's voting. Because a lot of cases are asymptomatic. You don't know who's been in contact with someone who's got COVID-19 who'll be on the line voting. So unless you're going to go test everybody before they go inside to vote, again, I don't see why people who were quarantined should not be given some opportunity. You figure out some way for them to vote. I don't see why. You can call me if you'd like, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, 422-4796. Like, I sat down to look at these declarations. We can take the call, Kermit. I sat down to look at these declarations last night, and I was like, okay, we're gonna do the comparison. And it was after I finished working. I was like, no, this is going to take too long. I was like, I'm going to have to do this tomorrow. At least do the comparisons. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution. Hello, good afternoon. Good afternoon. Are you there? Nope. All righty. Have a good one. I want to talk about a couple of issues. Let's take this call. That's fine. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Hey, well, what's up, brother?
Hey, I'm good. Turn that radio down for me, please.
Sorry about that. Yeah. And good afternoon to the wider community of the Bahamas. Mr. McCartney, today is a very significant day in this country, and, you know, it's not getting the recognition I think that it should get.
I agree.
And I think that today all flags should be, first of all, should be at half mast. I think this should be a day to reflect, not today to have no kind of political, I don't care who it is, whether it's the FNM, PLP, DNA, or those, I call them wannabe parties. This is no time to have no driver rally. This even ain't no time to go to people's door. This is the day in our country, Bahamian people, for all of us to reflect on what happened to our brothers and sisters in Grand Bahama, and particularly in Eastern Grand Bahama, and those persons in Abaco. Those persons in Abaco's lives are still disrupted. And you have people, Mr. McCartney, just talking about FNM, PLP, DNA. They ain't talking about this. Today is a day that we should reflect. And today should be named a significant, not holiday, but a significant day in our country, because what happened in our country, right? Nobody could turn a blind eye to it, because in some fashion, Vaughn, somebody who we know, some family lost, and it's just politics to some people. And I cry shame on people, whether in the red, whether in the yellow, whether in the green, and cannot recognize this day. And kudos to Mr. Davis, and I think it was Mr. Darvill Michael. They posted in recognition of the persons who lost their lives. But Bahamian people, this is the day that we put down our political whatever, because Vaughn, I was out putting up signs, and I realized, hey, I even ain't putting them up. It ain't because of the rain. I ain't putting them up because I is a Bahamian, and I felt the pain of what my brothers and sisters felt in Grand Bahama and in Abaco. But brother, you keep the good, wake up and have a good day, my brother.
Thanks, DeWitt. And in fact, I was just about to say that we want to send our sympathy, our support, condolences for those who made it through Hurricane Dorian and those who lost people after having made it through Hurricane Dorian on both Abaco and Grand Bahama. 2 years, and we're not where we want to be. Nobody's going to disagree with that. It's been a really rough slog, and I know that you get discouraged. I know that you feel as though you may be on your own, but we're gonna get through this together. So the DRA is now putting dollar amounts on what they think it's gonna be to get things back. They're behind schedule. They have not released audited financial reports, but I do know that John Michael Clark, I believe that John Michael Clark is very keen on seeing the recovery and the rebuilding process through to completion. All right. So again, let's all remember, while we are complaining about things, that there are those who did not even make it to this day to complain. Those who are still suffering, those who are still living in tents, those whose homes are still not repaired. And let's be mindful, I'm not saying stop your life. They're having a rally tonight, actually. But let's be mindful of the blessings which we have. Yes? Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution. Hey, how's it going?
How you doing? First time caller.
Thank you.
I want to ask a question. I want your opinion about the question about that, too. Mm-hmm. With the COVID and everything that's going around, right?
Right.
You know, we always use the ink for the thumb.
Right.
Do you think it's safe to use that?
I'm not comfortable, I will tell you.
I am myself, that's why.
But here's what they say they're doing. They're making you sanitize your hands before you put it in the ink. So does that make you any more comfortable? Yeah.
I still be a little nervous. I think, you know, like when you go away in the States and they stamp your passport going and coming, you think they should just stamp your voter's card?
Right. I mean, but listen, I don't get the ink in the thumb thing, all right? Because if you are, you know whether or not I vote, I came to vote because you marked my name on the register. Uh-huh. So why I got to walk around all day with
and
my thumb being purple?
Ink was there from maybe... Heaven knows when.
Right, 67. Yeah.
Yeah.
Agreed. I think that they should come up with something different.
I think they should stamp your voter's card.
Yeah. Particularly because they made the amendments to the Parliamentary Elections Act when we knew about COVID. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, okay. But yeah, it's a little uncomfortable. I get you.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
I'm going. I don't know what could stop me from going to vote. I got to ask. Can you bring your own ink? That's what someone says. Is there a rule to say you can't bring your own ink? I don't know. I gotta check the act, actually. All right. Now, let's talk about a few things. So the first thing, and this is in passing, that I want to talk about is I'm very pleased that we have a lot of Bahamian artists doing campaign songs for political candidates. In fact, I don't think I've heard any that aren't Bahamian artists. And some of them are really good. I think my favorite one is McAlpine. But I got to wonder, and maybe I'm a part of this too, I got to wonder, are we the only country in the world, perhaps, that uses music that originates from other countries in our national political campaigns? Because the Americans don't do that, unless with few exceptions, only they've been embedded in American culture. In fact, I can't remember the last time Americans did that. The Jamaicans certainly don't do that. They get the big-time artists like Senshe and them. Style OG. Yeah. To produce their songs. And I'm taken aback a little bit. Maybe it's not a thing. A little bit that we are emulating other countries in how we put across our campaign messages. Now, I don't know very many current popular Bahamian artists. And that may be my fault because I don't listen to the channels that play mostly Bahamian music. I like Bahamian music, but I was raised on hip-hop and dancehall, primarily. So I mainly listen to music about people killing people, dealing drugs, this sort of thing, filled with misogyny. Yes? This sort of thing. And also the dancehall. Although there's a lot of that in there, too. But I don't know that that's something that we should be doing. Or is that not a thing? Let's go to the phone line. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Good afternoon. What are you doing?
I'm good. How's it going?
I'm fine, man. David made some good sense today, man. You know, and that's why I could debate with people like with them. See, he thinks something like me. I think Obama first and being the first our country. No, election is only one day. Although everybody wanted party, but what people can understand, see, and like I told you yesterday, that we should think on thing, that ain't awake, man. Them kids need to go in classes, man. When I dare see you to that. They lost a whole year to the how can they lost a whole year to the COVID. That ain't right, man. Huh?
Yeah.
People who been grade 10, 11, now to have that they go to school, and some of these guys didn't like one. Now, what are we supposed to do? And they supposed to be the future of the nation. You know, man, we got to fix this country, man. We got to fix this country. And time take my call, my brother.
Okay. So they want, isn't your intro song a foreign song? Aren't you emulating foreign culture? My intro's a score from a movie soundtrack. I'm not running a national political campaign. You're running to get into the parliament of the Bahamas, right? So I think you should use Bahamian music. That's all I'm saying. I'm not knocking anyone who doesn't, but I think if you're saying you want to represent the Bahamas, you should represent the Bahamas in your campaign. All right? It says, bro, when last we heard a new Bahamian song? The last Bahamian song was in 2000. We don't produce songs from these lazy artists. That's the thing. I don't know. And I feel like I'm part of the problem because I don't know who the current popular Bahamian artists are. And I haven't heard. I heard the COVID-19 song last year, but I haven't heard very much new Bahamian music. It seems like they want you to catch COVID-19 germs by putting your finger inside the ink. They say no to quarantine people participating in the general election. Bunch of fools. Yeah, they haven't said no yet. It sounds like he's saying no. But he sent a note to Dames, sent a note to Jared Higgs yesterday saying that that he's not saying no. All right, now Wells says the health professionals, their opinion is no. But we don't know that the competent authority has made any determination on that. All right. Says Juan, your show intro is great. But the morning blend business song with the gunshot followed by heavy metal at 9 a.m. needs to go. I take that up with Dwight. Says, good afternoon, Juan. Hubert Ingraham came up with the ink because he came from the belly of the PLP. And he know in the PLP, people was going from island to island voting. We even had dead people voting. Ingraham know what was happening. That is why he stomped out the corruption during the election process. But, I'm not certain that Ingraham brought the ink in. That may be true. Juan Davis says if he's elected, he'll end the emergency orders. Why is he playing politics when the government already put forward legislation to be debated in Parliament and have public consultation? It seems as though that the PLP is grasping for straws. Well, I'll tell you what. That you say you're going to end the emergency orders, that's not a big, sexy a catch for me. Right, that's just, you know, I wouldn't have led with that. I would have kind of just maintained my position from before, you know, which is the emergency order should end. Now, the PM put out the information, the legislation for consultation. He clearly didn't have any intention of passing it before the election, or tabling it and having it passed, debating it before the election. But there is a reasonable school of thought that says after the election, you could table the legislation, you can debate it and pass it, and it can be in place for when the emergency order ends, or you can have it in place and end the emergency order. Here's what I believe. Whoever wins the next election, I was saying this yesterday, whoever wins the next election is going to tighten restrictions. We now have more than 400 people dead from COVID-19. Hospital's still full. All right, yes, the vaccination rates have gone up, but you need at least 5 weeks for Pfizer. You need at least 10 weeks for AstraZeneca. 10? 9? So we're going to have to do something. I know you don't want to hear it. I know you want to party on. But something's gonna be done. Let's go to the phone. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Good afternoon, Warren.
How's it going?
Now, the funny part would be, how do Americans, the American sportscasters, pronounce Stron? When they see S-T-R-C-A, they're going to say Stockton.
No.
When they see that word, we will walk. How they pronounce Stron to them? Because they would say Stockton. But anyhow, get back to what a time. Why do the Prime Minister have the Heyman Almanac? He said at this date, it's an important date in the event. Let's celebrate it or let's mourn it. Like the last election, Perry called election on a bad date.
Yeah, on like, the day that the anniversary of the HMBS Flamingo going on.
Yeah. It's like they don't know where a past event is got to be party to celebrate it. And let's go back at these MPs or one of the MPs doing a financial statement. It should be like an IRS W-2 form. You see this form? And you might go to jail if this ain't right. Is this another joke? Saying that you're a millionaire and you ain't.
I mean, listen. Most of these people ain't no millionaires, all right?
I know that.
You just list in whatever you want to let. There's no who even verifies this. Nobody, right?
I don't think so.
The justice of the peace is gonna go check your bank statements and all this.
But this is reality. This is our real life. You're telling the public you have this money. You want this money. I mean, you're a liar going in. You'll come out. That means you'll be a liar there now. A liar is a thief, right?
Yeah, a lot of these people.
A liar is a thief, straight up.
I'm not going to say they're lying, but I'm going to say, like, they're embellishing.
Say, okay. If you're friendly with the truth, you ain't friendly with you're the liar. I mean, but also be a liar is a thief. And getting back to, in this hard times like this, these members for public service really did good. Why they donate some money? Why, it's like, if the argument that he made all this money in 4 years, the next 4 years, I'll see him make more money. I was like, how do you make all this extra money all of a sudden? I know you went. You're a public servant. You made $100,000. Give the money. Give your salary away.
I don't know that he didn't, but I mean, it's not even. Of course, Diagler's wealth is going to grow. He's got major investments.
I know, but I hope it goes the next 4 years the same way. Next year after that.
Yeah,
two plus two is four. Four, right? And five is 10. And only one person I say was kind of honest, was brave. I don't know if it was right. He said that he gave away his money. He bought it. I didn't make much money. I didn't make no money. In fact, I think he lost.
Okay. I don't, it's me. It's just how things work that someone as wealthy as Diagler is going to just get wealthier. That's just, money wants to make more of itself. Money wants to reproduce. It's looking, it's wanting to reproduce. And the more of it you have, the faster it's going to reproduce. All right? What's the saying? It's like if It's almost impossible to turn $100 into $1,000. But to turn $100 million into $200 million is inevitable. Right? It says 3 weeks for Pfizer. No, no, no. It's three. You can't just do the Pfizer. You got your first shot, and then 3 weeks later, you take the second shot, and then 2 weeks after that, you're fully vaccinated. So it's five. It says, what? You ain't here, DMAC. When you going looking for honey, someone take your sugar? I think it's DMAC. I don't know that one. You know that one? When you go looking for honey, someone going to take your sugar? It says, do you realize what they're doing now? They're giving boosters to the vulnerable because they've realized the effects of the vaccine are short-lived. Their strategy is an admission that the vulnerable are in danger. Most of the remaining population will be fine. You know, I don't have any fear of the vaccine. As I said, I'm vaccinated, right? But I'm going to say this. Y'all are going to have to be working on something else, right? Something that stops you from getting infected with COVID-19. I hope y'all are working on that. Because I don't know that we want to keep vaccinating every year. Let's go to the phone line. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution. Good afternoon. Are you there? Nope, not there. All right. This says, good afternoon. If we implement income tax, they would not lie about what they're worth. True. Although, you could still, if you implement, actually, no. If you implement income tax, you'll only know how much income they earned, taxable income they earned for that particular year. How much they're worth, that depends. Right, there are other ways to make money. There are other assets you could hold that have nothing to do with income that you can garner that increases your worth dramatically. So you'd know how much money, taxable income they brought in, but you won't really know what they're worth. Let's go to the phone line. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Yeah, good afternoon.
How's it going?
Oh, you're doing good, man.
All right.
Let me ask you something. These people with this quarantine, really, are they in one complex? Really, are all being like in a hotel or somewhere?
No, they're everywhere.
Hello?
I said, no, they're everywhere.
Okay, so who to tell who's supposed to be everywhere? Well, you know, like, let's say I'm supposed to be home. I'm at election day come. Who's to stop me from going out?
Well, Wells said that they're going to be monitoring people in quarantine.
I can't hear you too good, but anyhow.
I said, well said, they're going to be monitoring people in quarantine.
Oh, look, yo. They didn't do it the first time. What makes you think they could do it now?
Right,
you know?
Correct. Yeah, especially on a day when most of the police force is engaged with at the polls.
Let's say you got people in all constituency. Let's say you got about 300-400 people in the corridor. You think they going to know who all that is and who's who?
No, and you will be, let me help you, you're going to be online with people who have COVID-19. Okay? So your best bet is to be real safe. When I go to the polls, I'm going to carry a 10-foot-long stick, right? And I'm going to tell everyone to stay the stick's length away from me on either side, and I'm going to wear my full PPEs, and I'll probably only... I'll probably wear gloves.
That's the reason why I called, because they're making this thing like a big deal. Like the people in one complex really could have them locked down and they can't move.
Right.
That's how they got it sewn. Like one more other point. These two different tests, what it is, the one, what you call that, the allergen test and the big one, one cost
$100 and something.
Mm-hmm. What's the difference? And all can tell you if you have COVID.
They both will tell you if you have COVID, but the more expensive test will certainly tell you if you have COVID or do not have COVID.
Well, I don't get that. Anyhow, thanks.
Okay, yeah. And they now have more reliable antigen tests, because at first they were like 50%. All right. So the 10-foot-long stick is too short. I'm serious. Don't come breeding up on me on election day. Don't come. None of that. Please. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Afternoon, Juan McCartney, Sheldon Johnson.
Hey, buddy.
Yeah, so let me say first to the survivors of Dorian that we will build back better, stronger together. And my condolences goes out to those who have lost families and still waiting for closure. The statement concerning the they will know who they are, it's amazing for the fact that as of the midnight tonight, right, they cannot tell you a single person who will be in isolation or quarantine on the 16th.
Right.
Because it's a 14-day period. And anybody under quarantine or isolation today will not be there on the 16th. It's all those individuals who will become infected or exposed from tomorrow on will be in that room. The problem with that I see is because of the position and ignorance that the government has taken, it will now cause individuals who may have been exposed or who may just be showing mild symptoms to not present themselves because they would want to make sure they are able to vote. So by virtue of the government's position, they have invited a super spreader event. The government itself has not presented a single strategy to get 194,000 people to go and vote in a small confined areas of what maybe less than 50 locations or 39 constituency multiply that by three locations, 150 locations, where they said that you can have more 30 in a church or this, that, and everything else. But we can have 194,000 people minus the 30,000 who may vote, let's say 160,000, even 150, who will congregate in small locations in one day. I have no strategy that I'm aware of that has been released on the execution of that. The government itself would also have to almost certify that those 150,000 people who will show up are all COVID-free, something they can't assure, and that for those who will participate will social distance, will sanitize, wear their masks properly, and everything else of that sort. So the government itself has been the facilitator and the creator of a potential super spreader event across the entire Bahamas. And so the mere fact that they say they don't know if they let this one vote or that one vote or this one vote, when clearly, whether you have COVID vaccine or not, you still have the potential to spread. So that means some people who could be at voting that is totally vaccinated, though they may not show any symptoms or have a classic effect, can be super spreaders if they're not wearing their masks and other things properly. And so I think we need to expect more, considering that the prime minister, if you call the election, we should hold them accountable. And I think that if this level of incompetence is being displayed now, we can only expect for it to get worse after the election if we were to authenticate this behavior by reelecting the FNM. Thank you.
Okay, my brother. Last time I voted at St. Anne's. Also, well, the schools are virtual, so it don't matter. Last time I voted at St. Anne's, and St. Anne's is big, all these places are big and spaced out. But that time, people were right up under you. Like, Bahamians have a very tenuous grasp of the concept of personal space. Even with COVID, they're still all over you. So this time, I'm going to insist that people not get close to me. Okay? All right. Do a break. We'll be right back.
At At Ron's Electric Motors, they repair and rewind all major brands of electric motors, including water pumps, generators, and the generator's back end, welding machines, electric lifts, air compressors, battery chargers, and more. They're equipped to handle up to 850 kilowatts and rewind up to 450 horsepower motors. They're conveniently located on the corner of Wolf and Clarence Roads and are open weekdays 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturdays till noon. They offer 24 hours emergency assistance. You can reach them at 242-356-0249.
This week, the FNM is Rolling Red in Nassau. Drive up to the Rolling Red Candidate Launch and Rally this Wednesday, the 1st of September at the Carnival Grounds QE Sports Center, 6 to 8 p.m. It's a drive-in rally, y'all, so stay in your cars and trucks. Live entertainment featuring KB, Sammy Starr, Synovia Pierre, and DJ Tang. COVID protocols will be observed. Join them this Wednesday, and let's roll red.
We're coming back with the dog, yeah.
This has been a paid political announcement from the Free National Movement.
Bahamas Check Services Limited has been printing checks, business forms, and deposit books in the Bahamas for over 30 years. We are highly specialized in creating custom forms to suit any and all your business needs. If you need continuous forms, continuous invoices, invoice books, or purchase orders, we can provide them for you. Call 677-8720 or email checks@coralwave.com.
Good afternoon, Bahamas. Welcome back to the Revolution here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. My name is Juan McCartney. So good to have you with us. Says Juan, no one should blame the PM for election. Every party was jumping up and saying ring the bell. They are as culpable, in my opinion. They were not rejecting the idea and timing of election. Yeah, I mean, you can't have it both ways. You can ring the bell and then talk, but we shouldn't be having a campaign and doing it at this time. Juan, why don't y'all relax? Aren't there still in various lines in the bank, in the food stores, and in the malls would make y'all think voting will be any different? So y'all stop going to the banks and other places then? I try not to go to the bank as frequently as possible. But no, I don't know relaxed about the situation. But you make a point that there's lines at the malls and the food stores. However, you're going to have an environment that's in close quarters unless they change something. Like in the voting, in the classrooms or wherever you're voting, it's a close environment where that thousands of people are going to filter through in a single day. And you could make that same argument for a food store, but a food store is huge, right? So I don't know. I don't know if I'm, I can't be relaxed about it. I gotta watch out. Good afternoon, Juan. When you tell people they're too close up on you, they want to argue with you, and I'm talking adults who should know better. Yeah. I agree. Tell C. Allen that being responsible and allowing are two different things. When God allowed something drastic to happen, do you hold him responsible? We're all responsible for our actions. I hear you. McCartney, do you know the definition of the word quarantine? Who do you know will be willing, like, to be in the same room with someone who should be in quarantine? But I'm saying, though, that they're in quarantine doesn't mean that they're infected. But you will have people who you don't know if they're infected or not on the lines, who will be infected on the lines, even those who are vaccinated. Why am I just went to put my mask on for some reason. Just talking about it. Makes me jumpy. Let's go to the phone line. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Good afternoon, Juan.
How's it going?
Yeah, all is well, and good afternoon to your listeners.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, DeWitt made a wonderful point. You know, for me, today represents the 2 years after our umbrellas, the beach benders' rights were contravened on that Atlantis. 2 years later, when our umbrellas was taken in the, by night from that establishment. And, you know, we lost that summer, and then we lost 2020. Now we lose in 2021. And all of us have children. And our concerns have been ignored by both leading parties. That's okay. Every man must be responsible for his own actions. And we now know if things go and continue the way the people were voting, the Progressive Liberal Party shall be returned as government. And I'm saying every man then, this new prime minister would be deserving of a chance to lead this great country and this and lead this people out of this economic problem. But the economic problem we're in that Bahamas because of how we live spiritually. We must repent from the things we are doing in this world. Like DeWitt say, we must remember the things that are important. We want things from America, but we're not remembering how many times America, people have died to bring forth and to keep and maintain this so-called democracy we are taking advantage of by talking that we're not going to vote because a party have disappointed us. No, that's not why you should vote. That's an excuse. What you should do with your vote is give it to a third party if that's how you really feel so that you can send a message to the two leading parties. Mm-hmm. Have a great day.
Okay. I'm going to say to you, Amos, and you probably won't like it, that them removing umbrellas at Atlantis is not the same thing as people having gone through Hurricane Dorian. Not even close. It's not even in the same universe. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
McCartney.
How's it going?
Everything cool, thank God for life is here, so excuse the noise in the background if you hear it. McCartney, I don't know if you'll be able to invite the president of the union on Saturday saying those hotels and those people who was taking, at least make taking out money out of those people's salary for COVID-19 tests, they were saying it wrong. Suddenly the president was saying the people shouldn't be forced to pay for it.
Yeah, that's what the thing, the president of the Industrial Tribunal said.
So you maybe need to reach out to him so he can let. You say the president of the tribunal?
Yeah, Robert Farquharson.
Oh, that's what he ruling.
That's he said. He just noted that that's not legal.
Okay. So, yeah. Juan, you doing online schooling with your children? You doing it?
Yeah, my daughter's doing like a hybrid, and my son's doing online. So yeah.
So they're learning. It's okay.
They're learning, but it's not even close to the same.
No, it hacked it bad. They need to get the act together. Keep it a good way.
Agreed. And what's going to have to happen is for people for a lot of parents who can afford it, some who maybe can't afford it, they're going to have their children tutored outside of the virtual environment just to keep up with where they should be. Lord Jesus, Amos, the umbrellas. Oh boy. It says the ink is archaic and people don't know how to move on. It shows the data handling isn't good enough to know for sure if you did or did not vote that day. These people are already getting stupid out here destroying friendships over political affiliation. They are missing the point that no matter who wins, we have a massive debt to deal with, a COVID disaster, a hotel in Grand Bahama costing us $33,000 a day just to sit there, et cetera, get over your naive, color-following people. Yep, good point. And maybe more than 33. Because one, people act like people in quarantine are not at the food store, the bookstore, the hardware store, the restaurants, the fast food restaurants, the gas stations, every single second of every single day. The only place they are not is to work because they get 14 days off. To me, open the gym and have the gym be the designated place for persons to vote who are in quarantine. We can accomplish anything if we put our minds to it, make it safe, and it can be done. I agree. You have quarantine, go to a designated place, and they vote and it's safe. Says Juan, the voting will be under tents. Trust me. Classrooms are too risky. And that's a good idea. Tents, actually. I could get with that. Yeah, like open air tents. Yeah, I could do that. That's a good idea. All right, we got to go to a break. Let's do that. And when we come back, we'll be talking with Glenn Hannah Martin for a few minutes, and then we're going to continue our discussions. Stay tuned.
Aftermath of Hurricane Dorian, this government was nowhere to be seen.
Your aid is coming from the U.S. What are you getting from the Bahamian government?
Nothing at all.
Survivors questioned if help from the government would ever arrive.
As relief supplies are now finally arriving, volunteers complain about Bahamian government red tape.
At this point in time, we are on our own, and we're trying to get our government officials, please come down here and show your faces.
When they were needed most, this government was nowhere to be found.
This has been a paid political announcement by the PLP.
Here we go.
J.S. Johnson Insurance Agents are the best. They are the service we've been on the scene, protecting since 1919. J.S. Johnson Insurance has the best. Always. You're always covering me. J.S. Johnson. Insurance,
from 20 years ago when Archbishop Gomez sent me to St. Margaret's Church in Freetown, I've been in the community. And the overall sentiment I get from young men, as soon as they say they're from Camp Road, their opportunities are cut off. So we're suggesting a fishing cooperative. Many of them have connections to the sea. We have in Freetown the most diverse constituency, in my view, in the Bahamas. It runs from the inner city to Paradise Island and Ocean Club, calling on all sectors of this constituency to partner with us. It is time for the young men of free ownership. I ask you to come with me to a new day. With Wayne Monroe in Freetown, with the PLP as government.
This has been a paid political announcement by Mr. Wayne Monroe, PLP candidate for Freetown.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome back to The Revolution here on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. My name is Juan McCartney. So good to have you with us. We do not, in a couple of minutes, we expect we'll be talking with Glenys Hannah Martin, who's looking to secure another term as the MP for Anguson for the Progressive Liberal Party. And we'll figure out what's going on with that in a few. This says, we got a call. Let's do the call. Good afternoon. Welcome to The Revolution. Hello. Good afternoon.
I call in. First of all, that the election, I didn't know if that was a good idea. What John said just now makes sense about having it in a tent. But if they were stopped school, they wasn't even thinking about that. The children would have to come back out of school again, anyway, the school just started. It looked like that wasn't very carefully thought out. And I think the sports center would have been a good spot to have stuff. I guess you got to go in your constituency anyway. Mm-hmm. But, Juan, let me ask you this. When the last time you see police, like, walking around in Palmdale? They don't do that no more.
Not to my knowledge. And I hear that crime is kind of on the uptick in Palmdale.
Yeah, one of my family members, not this ain't the first time, and you got banks right across the road. They used to have one there a long time ago. I think it was Sinclair, you see, with the big Uzi used to be walking.
Right.
So go on, I don't know what's going on. Anyway, brother, have a good day.
All right, man. That's true, though. You go downtown, all kind of police. And I'm like, what crime y'all preventing down here? I'm interested. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Yes, sir. Good evening.
How's it going?
Yes, sir. Hello?
Yes, I'm here. Go ahead.
Yeah, you know, I want to address two issues. Just that the new thing that you had just now, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's Brave Davidson and taxation.
Right.
You know, his sentiment on taxation, it seems like it's a go get, property taxes.
Right.
Or tax enhancement. That, you know, I guess he's calling that progressive, right? So, in other words, there's no income tax. You know?
Yeah.
When you say that you're not going to put no more tax burden on the middle class, you know, and we always say that the middle class carries the nation. That means the middle class needs to pay income tax. Taxation, you know. So, in other words, our nation is under tax. If we're not taxing the middle class income tax, the rich people income and corporate tax, what are we going to do? You see? And then what else he mentioned? He mentioned the livable wage. Come on, Mr. McCartney. You see, they would have said $250, right? In the United States and above, where the cost of living is lower. I think for $15 per hour. $250, $650 an hour. So how are the poor people going to live off $650 an hour, Mr. McCartney? You saying you need to grow the economy to do that in order to pay the $650 an hour, right? All that's going to do is when you grow the economy, the people who's going to benefit, the employers, they're going to benefit the most. You know, and the government's going to, these same people, the government's going to turn on an exempt from taxes.
Well, listen, I hear you. I'm about revolution, right? But I'm not some sort of hardcore socialist that believes that people who've accumulated wealth or have gotten an education or into a position where they are generating a good income should just give up what they have so that those who are poorer can live the same standard. I think what you do is you grow the economy, and you're against growing the economy. I don't understand why. You grow the economy, you create opportunities for people to elevate themselves, and the government has a role in that, and we as citizens and taxpayers do have a role in that, and you should pay for the services that you receive from the state. But you're not going to get a very good situation if you just say that you got to increase the livable wage to a point where people won't be able to pay them. And the only way you can get there is growing the economy. There's more money coming in, there's more money in circulation, and then you can pay people $600 and something a week for unskilled labor. Until then, where's the money going to come from? Unless just everybody makes $600 a week. Then who pays everybody? The government now? See, you gotta think it through. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution. Hey, how's it going?
Great.
You're breaking up really bad.
In the Bahamas, right?
I didn't hear. I heard. Call me back. Go to a nice spot, clear spot. This says income tax won't help the Bahamas because the wealthy people here do not work. They don't have an income from a job. The corporate tax will come whether we implement it or are forced to implement it, but income tax will only burden the middle and upper class more. That's possible. It says, hi, so they took away the PLP stomping grounds, Fort Charlotte, and the government grounds. Do you realize the COVID testing union is collecting more dues than the hotel union? Yeah, they're making lots of money. Sorry, Juan, I missed it. When was the MP's declaration published, and where can I find it? It was published in Monday's Tribune. So I don't know. You'd have to go to the Tribune, I guess, and get a copy. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution. Hello, good afternoon. Hello. Yes.
Hello.
I'm here.
Oh, I thought you were breaking up.
Okay.
Good afternoon, Mr. McCartney.
How's it going?
Yeah, I heard. I've been observing the same thing about a gentleman just called in about the police being downtown.
Mm-hmm.
And none seem to be over the hill where the population is, where most of the crime and the robbery's happening. You go over Nassau Street North and turn west by the old Dolphin Hotel. Police all on the side of the walk, waiting on everybody tell you coming over there. Put on your seatbelt, stay down there. You turn the corner here and west, they right there. If you don't have your seatbelt, they pulling you over. You come over Louisville Road, you turn into Shirley's, somewhere up in the Bay Street. You head over there, they right there waiting on you because you ain't got no seatbelts. You come over Lower Road, you turn west by Sheraton. They right there by the old Dunkin' Donuts building used to be. They right there. Over Bay Street, walking up and down. But you come down in Palmdale or over Lower Road, you can ride up and down, double park, do anything, and no police seem to be around to touch you. And this is where the population is, where foolishness happening, with the police downtown, and all the shops opening downtown. The people who own the buildings downtown, they standing to the front door looking for somebody, please come inside. There's nobody down there shopping, no tourists in town. The store market closed, walk right up, but the police downtown. I want to know who is organizing this stuff around here and tell people where to go, where the people is. Have a good day.
Okay, my brother. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution. No, okay. This says, Juan, did I hear Papa say this man did not have to be? Juan, do you think the Americans would have sent all of that time-sensitive vaccine if they knew Minnis was going to call election after he gone to the House and extended the emergency order? Boy, you fool them. Juan, good sunblock, SPS 50. It's going to be extra long lines. Juan Brave looks like the only MP that dig deep in his pocket to help the poor. Yeah, his stuff went down. Juan, I hope many of these MPs in the House now realize that they will not be back. Yeah, I agree that that's probably going to be the case. And, you know, don't cry this time, eh? Not in public. Right? You go into your corner, take your cry blanket, and do it there. All right? Get comfortable with the idea that no human being is irreplaceable, all right? Except Jesus, who's no longer a human being. And Biggie and Tupac, maybe, right? So don't get comfy like that's yours, right? If you did your job extraordinarily well, hopefully you won't be impacted so much by factors outside of your control. Okay? Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Yeah, we say one.
Right here.
Everything good?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Everything's good. How's it going?
So tell me this. If all of them MPs who are in power declare, I mean, they put up all the assets and everything, and they multi-millionaire. So why the area they in? It looks like way $10,000.
Right, you're saying they should have put more of their own personal money in.
Yeah, it's me one. If I was running, I had multi-million dollars. I had a lot of money. I would have used some of my money to try to keep my area up and Why they have to wait on government money to use it? That's what they're doing now. These struggling people in for this country or the area.
And I know a lot of them have
65 million, 60 million or waiting on 250 how much they get every month or whatever.
100,000 a year.
Use your money.
Now, I don't know that Diagler hasn't. Like, if you're talking about Diagler,
I don't know about whoever in the millions.
Anyone?
You know, why you have to wait on, and then they want to wait on election time to do this. Now, the next thing to warn, right, these people who own all these firms, these properties with these bush heights, why the MPs got to be cleaning them down? That money they could have been used to clean people's property down, they could have been buying food and giving people who need it. They need to start doing something with these people and who have these properties, who have these you know, with causing rodents, with having rodents and all that. They need to start, they need to put something in place where either these people can take care of the property or come and take them and give them to someone who can take these properties. You know, because every month, these people are looking for the government to clean these people's property down.
Okay.
You understand what I'm talking about?
I got you. Very wealthy MPs could do more. They probably wouldn't stay very wealthy very long if they did all that was needed, but you could make that argument. Since I don't get foreign entertainers in our politics, especially from a party that pushed back against Carnival, y'all please reconsider those ads. Signed, a supporter. I, Sparky, remember they never wanted you to come downtown, so you'll pay to come to town. Good afternoon, one talking wages. I left NASA in the mid-70s, started at a pharmaceutical company as a trainee, $6.97. Go figure what went wrong with our unions. Yeah, I think the minimum wage is too low. Juan, is Daryl Miller... the election, this election, because it has become a tradition for him to do so. If he doesn't, could the public vote on who calls the election on radio? I don't know if you get a vote. I think Daryl's back here, back in the Bahamas. He was. I saw him on a program with Levin and Nahaja. He won't be calling the election here. Unless he works with our news and we simulcast, then that will be the case. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Hey, good afternoon, Juan. How are you doing today?
I'm fine. How is it going?
I'm doing fine. Thank you. I think you had some level of discussion as it relates to the Parliamentary Act and the entitlement of persons who find themselves stricken with illness and the law requiring for the Parliamentary Commissioner to make provisions for such individuals. Did you touched on it earlier?
I said I need to. You mean the quarantining?
Yes.
There's no there's nothing in the Parliamentary Elections Act that prevents quarantining people from voting. In fact, it makes allowances for people who are ill.
I agree with you, but if you listen to the Minister of Health, Raymond Wells, if you listen to the statement from the Minister of National Security, who has oversight responsibility for the elections process in the country, you would think not, you know, because their pronouncements are stating that such individuals should be home, they shouldn't be on any lines, and they're acting as though, like any other normal situation, if they're ill on election day, then they shouldn't be voting, which is quite foolish and the height of ignorance coming from cabinet ministers in our country, as a matter of fact. In particular, where the law states otherwise, and they're not even speaking to or acknowledging what the law states in the Parliamentary Act, which is quite foolish, you know, and they are misleading the behemoth public. On top of that, with their public pronouncements, also warn. In my contribution yesterday, you didn't ask me how would we fund the a new hospital on New Providence or on Grand Bahama.
I did.
Or clinics.
I did. I asked you where the money for the new hospital come from.
You did, but I don't recall you, because that's the easy part, one.
Okay.
You know, there are many means of funding projects, including public and private partnerships, one, which is just one of about three or four ways that you can fund public infrastructure or capital works, where it's a penny on the front end in order to develop these projects. There's also a way that the government can use the public-private partnership instrument, but ensure that Bahamians get an opportunity to participate in the redevelopment or further development of our country with infrastructural and capital works projects in our country, which would actually be the way that I would recommend that our government goes when we form government September 16, 2021, because it will allow one for a transfer of wealth from nothing to creating opportunities for Bahamians to become multimillionaires, even if it's over a 10, 15, 20 year investment portfolio. And so there are many ways, one, in which our public infrastructures can be redeveloped, can be maintained, and new capital investment financing be made available to further develop and advance our country and prepare us for the real 21st century and put us in a real, grow our economy the way it needs to be grown, and at the same time allowing for Bahamians of all walks of life, no matter what your financial status is or station is in life, for you to be able to get a foot up in ownership in your own country, and not just the same old people who are already wealthy, who are already raped in the country, and who are trying to take every opportunity that comes about to create a new level of wealth.
So, first, right? Wouldn't the PLP empower just 4 years? Where was everybody create? Were you creating new levels of wealth? Anyway, good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, you wanted me to answer that.
You got him. It wasn't me, dude. Don't be mad at me. All right, so let's do that. I don't know, bro. I know he called, but the first call was on one line, and the second call was immediately on another line. I don't know. He figured he's cracked the code on how to get through. So the second thing, right, to what Anton was saying, I agree with him that you should not discriminate against those who are in quarantine. So the right to vote, we've had a period of having our civil liberties peeled back where, and I told you this was dangerous, right? To where we've gotten comfortable with having our rights taken away from us, right? We're okay with it now, it appears. But the right to vote, in fact, there is nothing that controls how you vote or if you can or cannot vote. And there's a reason for that. The right to vote is the most sacrosanct right you have as a citizen who is participating in this democracy. It is probably the most important way you can participate in our democracy. Not country, but our democracy. And of course, your right to life and all this stuff those are human rights, right? But the right to vote is a civil right that underpins our entire democracy, because without voting, we don't have a democracy. So we got to figure out where we are now. You got to figure out a way, if you cherish democracy, figure out a way to accommodate it as much as you possibly can. This says, LOL, Anton got a bank of phones. What, are you ready to call in? All lines ringing, no one else getting on. I've never seen that. I've never seen that. And I've been doing this for a while now. Says Anton, please, please, please stop calling these shows dollar whining for the PLP and singing for your supper. This is one, that guy who called is very shallow. If persons are in quarantine, why would he want them to come out and vote? Yes, it's their right, but in a pandemic, to be amongst many persons is ridiculous. They can accommodate the people. I agree with him. I think they can accommodate these people in quarantine. It says, one, to vote on election day. Can they challenge this in court? Good question. I'm not sure. I guess you could really take anything to the courts, but one, tell Anton FNM will win the election. Two straight FNM, FNM. All right. This says, so we're not going to talk to Gladys Anna Martin? I want income tax benefits the country. The poor spend all of their money at these rich people's establishments, so why not give back to the country in which you live? You should give back to the country in which you live. I agree. There's a scenario where income tax can work. Will it be the boon for all, the solution for all that ails us? I don't think so. But they got income tax in Jamaica, right? They got income tax in Trinidad, Barbados, yes? And that ain't helped them. Says, if I was planning to vote PLP every time I hear that caller, he turns me off from them completely. He does them a disservice. That Anton guy deserves an award. One, the radio and callers saw and felt freedom when you banned Anton. You and Guardian banned Anton. Now the man is sucking the life out of the talk show. Save us. I don't think he's ever had a station-wide ban. It's been almost 10 years of hearing Anton calling every show. How much longer must we suffer? He's a healthy young man. I suspect he'll be around for a while. Man, when I'm ready for the UBP to come back, all these empty promises, at least the UBP was up front. Yep. Juan, would for quarantine to vote? Boy, I don't know. If you listen to the health officials, I don't have a logical argument to say that these people, at this point, I can't see the logic in not allowing the people to vote in somehow, right? I don't see it. Want any updates on Adrian Gibson? Not as yet. The water and sewage manager here didn't have something. I'm not sure that's about Gibson today. Not as yet, but stay tuned. I think they don't want the quarantine to vote because they're afraid they'll screw up the process. I know at least 20 people who were on self-quarantine and were never contacted by the Ministry of Health. Great show as usual. Juan, if the PLP lose and Davis lose his seat, let Brave know PM Minutes will give him a senior position so he could take part in party politics. And also so he would not be salty about losing. It says, I'm waiting on Anton to call back to reveal how he did that trick. How did he simultaneously call back at the exact moment he made this tape? I don't know, bro. That's a good question. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Hello?
Yes, good afternoon.
Oh, yeah. So I have a question for you. So you see how last year when we was doing all the lockdowns and curfews and stuff due to COVID-19. And whenever we had an issue or someone brought up an issue about it with, in terms of these lockdowns and curfews, the reason that we always got was, oh, look at all what's going on throughout the world with all these other countries. They're doing it, so that's why we're doing it. Well, if other countries can make provisions for those in quarantine or those that have who have COVID, why we can't copy that model? All of a sudden, we can't copy what other countries are doing anymore?
Right, and that's when we do it all the time.
So,
But wait. Remember this thing where they go, it's all over the world these things are happening, Juan. Well, then all over the world, they allowed people who are quarantined and who had COVID to vote. They figured it out.
Yes, sir. So if they did it, why all of a sudden we can't copy no more, apparently. So
right.
That's what I try to figure. So to answer the question when I think the text asks is what's the logic for quarantine people, you know, whether they can vote or not, the answer is there is no logic.
Yeah, I don't.
In my
opinion.
I don't think
there's
not any logic.
They're not thinking through it.
Right.
I don't see it.
I feel like that's something that could easily be provisions made, you know, like give those in quarantine like a specific location, like you go to that location to cast your ballot and vote or something. But
right.
Obviously there's ways for them to do it. They just choose not to.
Well, I think that the Parliamentary Registration, Parliamentary Elections Act needed updating and amending.
Yeah.
I don't know that I think this was a great time to have a permanent register, but while we were amending it, we should have updated it. You know,
right.
We should have allowed for, even if we don't do it this time, electronic voting, mobile voting, give the parliamentary commissioner the power to implement those things. So
right.
you could have had a separate poll workers actually drive to the people in quarantine's house, right? Slide the ballot under the door. You check your ID and all this, and you give the ballot back, the voter's card. There are many creative ways you could have come up with, and I think that they didn't go far enough in amending the Parliamentary Elections Act.
Or they can even do, you know, like how at banks, like if the bank is closed, they have like the little slot where you could drop
ballot,
whatever you need.
Yeah, just drop boxes. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah,
I totally agree with you.
Yeah.
All right.
All right, man.
There you go. Yeah. Question, why can't we implement a platform to vote electronically? Just saying, can't suggest mail-in voting for obvious reasons. Yeah, to me, this doesn't seem that difficult to figure out. All right, you got to take a break? We'll take a break, and we'll be back on the other side.
Girl, Junior just showed me Bulla Boy in his phone.
What you mean? He take picture of that good-for-nothing boy?
You don't want Bulla hair, you say that. You know she always say that's my good child.
So what he doing in Junior phone?
Oh, he there because the police looking for him. He on that wanted list.
Wanted persons in your phone now?
Yes, child. And when police won't find anybody quick, after something happened, they can send picture direct to your phone. Go to Google Play or App Store and search for Crack Crime Bahamas, then pick install and we'll go straight to your phone.
There is also a section on missing persons.
Yes, girl. Everybody needs to get this app so police can tell us right away when these people go missing. Just like an alert system.
Yes, it has numbers for Crime Stoppers Bahamas so you can call and nobody knows you. Call directly to Miami and give the information without giving your name or anything about you. I tried that. This boy's talking about where they hide those guns. I walk quick round the corner and call that number.
Call 328-8477 from Nassau or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
This week, the FNM is rolling red in Nassau. Drive up to the Rolling Red Candidate Launch and Rally this Wednesday, the 1st of September. At the Carnival Grounds QE Sports Center, 6 to 8 p.m. It's a drive-in rally, y'all, so stay in your cars and trucks. Live entertainment featuring KB, Sammy Starr, Sonovia Pierre, and Balls Will Be Observed. Join the FNM this Wednesday, and let's roll red.
We're coming back with the dog, yeah.
This has been a paid political announcement from the Free National Movement.
Summer is heating up, and Burger King Nassau is bringing the flavor. Introducing our all-new take on a classic chicken sandwich, the Barbecue Swiss Crispy King. Our new sandwich is full of smoky and tangy flavor and features our crispy chicken patty with tangy chipotle sauce, onion rings, bacon, Swiss cheese, lettuce, and tomato, plus a smoky barbecue sauce on a soft potato bun. The new Barbecue Swiss Crispy King chicken sandwich with fries and a Pepsi is a summer treat you will love to eat, but only available for a limited time, and only at Burger King Nassau, where taste is king.
You've tried everything. ASUS with your mother's cousin's sister's auntie, and even hiding your money under your mattress. But is your money safe? Your Bahamian dollar deposit in a member bank or credit union is insured up to $50,000. If anything happens, your deposit up to the insured value will be returned to you thanks to Deposit Insurance. Visit Deposit Insurance Corporation at www.
Protection for your money guaranteed with DIC.
In the aftermath of Hurricane Dorian, this government was nowhere to be seen.
Your aid is coming from the U.S. What are you getting from the Bahamian government?
Nothing at all.
Survivors questioned if help from the government would ever arrive.
As relief supplies are now finally arriving, volunteers complain about Bahamian government red tape.
At this point in time, we are on our own, and we're trying to get our government officials, please come down here and show your faces.
When they were needed most, this government was nowhere to be found.
This has been a paid political announcement by the PLP.
It's a hot primo summer, and Marco's Pizza is bringing you the heat all summer long with our fresh dough, three cheeses, and signature sauce. Enjoy our sizzling summer deal that includes one large two-topping pizza, 1 liter Coke product, and a free cheesy bread. Yes, you heard it correctly. It's free, all just for $21. Have a primo summer at one of our Marco's stores today. Every store, every day, the Italian way.
Tired of banks the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
We spoke about Freetown not having good representation over the last 4.5 years. I'm offering myself to change that. We're here at Salem Park, and one only need look at the condition of Salem Park. If one comes in the night, one could look at the condition of the lights on the court. The young persons are the future of this country. It is a very simple case to make, to invest in young people. It is a very simple case to make why we should spend the resources to make sure that they have proper recreational space. The current incumbent MP could not make a case that we have to invest in the young now. Again, I invite you to come with me for real representation.
This has been a paid political announcement by Mr. Wayne Monroe, PLP candidate for Freetown.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to The Revolution here on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. My name is Juan McCartney. So good to have you with us. I guess we are not going to be speaking with Glenna Santa Martin, so let's deal with your text messages. Hey, Juan, with this hurricane season so busy, I'm hoping the elections don't get postponed. Well, there's one X out there now in the Atlantic. Looks like we're going to not get that one, though. It says that this government still have $200 million in the bank from insurance from Dorian, and people can't get $15,000 to put their roof on. Park and Irem should go. How long will they keep making excuses? Pathetic. Now, when we asked John Michael Clark about it, he's like, well, it's going to take time to get the stuff, to plans and everything, permitted to build back. And when we posted that online, people were not pleased with that. And then I would go and Grand Bahama people. If the MPs truly value we, the public, beyond our ability to elect them, why haven't all of them sacrificed some of their huge salaries to the needy during this pandemic? Since they didn't want us gathering in confined spaces, why the need for constituency offices? That money could also be used for the needy and homeless. Now, my question to you is, how do you know they did not donate some of their salaries to the needy during the pandemic? From Dorian to COVID, the economy went down, but certain politicians' net worth went up. Minnis from $10 million to $14 million. Cooper from $7 million to $14 million. Diagla from $29 million to $38 million. We need an investigation. I try and explain this to you, right? Wealthy people, often by the nature of how they've attained their wealth, generally tend to get wealthier over time. For various reasons. Brent Simonet went from what about Brent Simonet? Brent Simonet was, I can't remember the other. Brent Simonet's net worth increased by over $100 million over the course of 5 years? 5 years. But he explained that was because his mother left him a large inheritance. If I had $150 million, I certainly wouldn't be trying to please all of y'all. Good afternoon. Declarations, Monday's Tribune. Or, wait, I have a message here. It says, hold on. It says, this says, have them send a WhatsApp to 242-443-7189 if they want a PDF copy of the disclosures. Okay? 242-443-7189. And you can get a copy of the disclosures, which is filled with fairy tales. One, you tell DeWitt is... PLP government will soon win, so no need to call your talk show no more. His heart is in the right place. I hope the PLP government don't overlook him. Good show, sir. This says, I want the ink thumbs to prevent double voting if you happen to be registered in multiple constituencies. How can you be registered in multiple constituencies? Someone was telling me it's because they had a election where a lot of dead people came out to vote. And they wanted to prevent that from happening again, but we should have moved on by now. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution. Hello. Good afternoon. Are you there? No? You're there? You're not there. They are not there. At least they're not talking to me. One, if this was the U.S., would they call all of this voter suppression? No time to register, can't vote on quarantine, displaced persons can't vote in hometowns, et cetera, et cetera. Well, if it was in the U.S., they probably already had some sort of legal challenge to it. But there's no law preventing people in quarantine from voting. Now, there's the Emergency Powers Act that says you have to stand in quarantine under penalty of law. So there's a penalty if you break quarantine, but there's nothing to stop you from voting if you're in quarantine. Someone just sent me something how Jamaica allowed the quarantine. I said that Jamaica allowed quarantine people to vote during specific hours, observing certain protocols. Like they tell you, you gotta drive by yourself in the vehicle. Unless you're infirmed, that's, you know, with the air conditioning off. What are we doing? No? We could do that. We could, hey, you tired, eh? So you finished for the day. All right. Says great show today. What are the call-in numbers? Cannot get through on 323-6232. It's busy. So you can call 325-4316 or 325-4259. Says Juan, it's carnival election 2021. Good afternoon, McCartney. We know most of those people have no money. I agree. This says, I saw on a Clint show where he highlighted from the Constitution section 49C, I believe, who all have the right to vote. No dames, Wells, or any health professional can say who can and cannot vote. They're not the Constitution and cannot overrule the Constitution. The Constitution is the supreme law. They can't stop you from voting. Juan, you say you're not up to date with Bahamian music, but your sister-in-law is Patrice Morel. I will say that her music is not authentically Bahamian. Yeah, she got, she performs in different styles. But she hasn't released any new music that I'm aware of very recently. I'll have to ask my wife. Let's talk hurricane and the country's preparation strategy when you have a chance, please. Sure, we can do that. It says a 10-foot-long stick is too short. The only way I can see this working is if they set up tents outside in random open areas in the constituencies for sufficient social distancing, rather than having everyone cluttered in one building. But Juan, you're a celebrity. You know your fans would want to pay homage to you, so you're going to deny your fans that opportunity? Yeah, you could, you know, say what's up from 6 feet away. Good day, constituency. I would stand in front of you and keep 15 feet in front of me. That would be great. I wish that too. Good day, McCartney. Why don't they consider drive-in voting where possible? Agreed. You got to get creative. This says, hey, Juan, they should have a complete list of people in quarantine and could give them a QR code and allow them to vote online. It would be a good luck if all parties can come together and fix this problem. Agreed. It says, bro, always a great show. Can we please get someone to stop Mr. Wells from speaking? Every time he predicts or talks about a positive action during COVID, it gets worse. I can assure you the numbers will go up in September due to him talking about it going down. Watch. Juan, I don't know that we have anyone under quarantine legally by way of the Health Act. Therefore, quarantine is on an honor system. If you show up to the polls to vote, there will not be a check of who has COVID or is supposed to be in quarantine. Therefore, it's your choice to vote or not. Right. It says, Juan, on the anniversary of Dorian, let us remember our brother, Billy Roll of Grand Bahama, who rescued many Bahamians during the storm. He's being laid to rest today. May God be with his family and loved ones, and may we never forget his name. Agreed. Billy Roll. Glenn Billy Roll. He survived Dorian, but unfortunately, he did not survive COVID. Hope he rests in peace. It says there's still a problem if they try to have quarantine people vote on a paper ballot, whether they separate them when they arrive at the polling station or have a site only for them. It now violates their right to medical privacy because the polling staff and other voters knew who they are. Okay. It says, just curious, how would one stop a quarantine voter from voting? That you can't. That's my whole thing. You cannot. Right? If I show up to vote, you can't, and you ask me if I'm supposed to be in quarantine, I'll be like, yeah. So, well, you can't vote. Well, fine. You show me the law that says I can't vote because I'm supposed to be in quarantine. You can't stop them from voting. It says, annoyance, Renwood Wells speaking to reporters in a loud voice a foot away. Jeff Lloyd still thinking he and Church talking to a congregation. Dr. Minnis trying to dance into the 21st century and looks very odd doing so. Anton speaking for the PLP. And Z Live trying to explain the wrongs of the FNM. Bro, I need some fresh air. I don't hear Lang doing that. Says Juan, vote electronically. I tried to register for the advance pool days ago, and I'm still waiting on a reply. Really. Good afternoon. In this age of technology, we should be able to vote using a video link. Yeah, there's different ways you could do it. It says, this is why Bahamians are poor and broke. Wealthy people don't make money from their salary. It's from investments, stocks, etc. Exactly. And those investments tend to, if they're smart, they tend to grow over time. Juan, can you research what the Bahamian record number of resignations in one term is, please? I figure this must be a record. If Wells and Gibson had to resign too, that would have been one for the Guinness World Records. It says an MP's personal finances is theirs, and the public cannot demand them to send you money. Go out there and work. MPs are not your slave. Can you read the WhatsApp number again for the PDF candidate declarations? And it's 242-443-7189. Yeah, and what's true is everywhere they had elections, you know, they usually would be followed by a spike in cases because just the nature of campaigning, not even so much the nature of the polls. All right, if you have a mask, what is the fare? Well, you still got to do the social distancing. One, I always wanted to ask you as a journalist who you always wanted to interview but never had the chance to, and also what was your biggest regret as a journalist? I always wanted to interview Pindling and never got a chance to. I suppose my biggest regret as a journalist would be not getting into journalism sooner. This says, good afternoon, one. I'm joining the show super late. Why quarantine voters can't vote? Yeah, there's no good reason. Anyway, we got to go. Hey, Juan, Julian believes that if a Bahamian is singing the song, any genre, then it's Bahamian. This is why they sing this crap. Okay. We got to get out of here. Tomorrow we'll be back. We're going to try to dissect the declarations. It's a lot of work. I feel a bit lazy about it, but I'm going to try to power through it. All right, so you guys take care out there. Have a great day. Z Live Off the Record is up next, and enjoy your afternoon, Bahamas.